AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama, during a joint White House news conference with Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff, was asked about the nuclear talks with Iran, which have gone past today's deadline.
The president says he's been clear from the outset.
I will walk away from the negotiations if, in fact, it's a bad deal.
And he says recent Iranian vows to bar nuclear inspectors from military bases cast doubt on Iran's commitment to the framework reached in April.
The verification regime is inadequate. We're not going to get a deal.
At a news conference with Brazil's visiting president, Obama said any deal lifting sanctions in exchange for blocking Iran's pathways to a bomb will not rely on trust. Whether there is such a deal, he says, is up to Iran. Mark Smith at the White House.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is the latest candidate running for the White House.
America is tired of hand-wringing and indecisiveness and weakness in the Oval Office. We need to have strength and decision-making and authority back in the Oval Office. And that is why today I am proud to announce my candidacy for the Republican nomination for President of the United States of America.
Christie is the 14th Republican in the race. German Chancellor Angela Merkel rules out any further negotiations with Greece before Sunday's referendum on the latest proposal from its European creditors. Greece had proposed a new two-year rescue deal. Restaurant owner Dimitris Koukouras tells Sky News that tourists are keeping his business afloat.
Personally, I've seen my financial situation this month by the fact that the British people bring in more cash with them. They have more cash to spend it. And even our tips have gone up by 40% this month.
Thousands of people demonstrated outside Parliament in Athens demanding that people vote yes on that bailout. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 46. The Nasdaq has gained 33. This is AP Radio News. Firefighters in Washington state say today is the day they hope to make progress on a wildfire that's forced the evacuation of some 4,000 homes. Wenatchee Fire Incident Commander Nathan Raby.
We have a 10% containment on the fire. You'll see that dramatically go up today. And what we mean by containment is basically that's line that we are sure that we can walk away from without having any issues.
At least 24 homes have been destroyed. Striking French ferry workers protesting expected job cuts set fire to tires on the railroad tracks leading into the Eurotunnel linking France and England, blocking train service across the channel. AP's Lori Hinnett reports the strike is timed to disrupt vacation travel.
The Eurostar train service carries about 10 million people a year across the channel, thousands of people a day, and this is the beginning of high vacation season for both France and England. So you have hundreds and hundreds of people traveling on each train hoping to go on vacation.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.